Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
Damon Amendola. How you say it? Amendola?
My last name is Amendolara.
Oh, damn.
It has.
Hey, on the tugboat, you whatever we say you are, okay?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We had the mothership, Gio and Joan, to the tugboat. Always appreciated them having me on the show. It's an Ask the Pros kind of day today. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. You heard his voice right here. Mornings on CBS Sports Radio. Now you watch him on TV. The SEC on CBS coverage starts this Saturday. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. College football, the drive to Atlanta, presented by Mercedes-Benz and State Farm College Football. Today, before the biggie, number 2, Bama, taking on number 3, Georgia. Our friend, Ryan Jones. BJ, good morning. How you doing?
What's happening, Amendola, Amendolara? Yeah, you're right. We were the tugboat back then, Gio and I. We were fat as hell. And now we got on that slim faster, so we looking good.
Yeah, you see how skinny Gio's looking these days?
Dude, y'all need to get him off that crack. Y'all need to have an intervention right now. I'll come and hold him down. Yeah, man, he's looking great.
Tomorrow night, if the Bulldogs can't beat the Tide when Nick Saban is not allowed in the building, when are they ever going to beat the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Well, listen, Alabama it can run off on osmosis because of the way Nick Saban has built that program. Yes, you will miss his presence. It looms larger than life. But everyone within that facility knows what their responsibility is. They know how they have to go out and perform. They know what's expected. They know the culture. It's ingrained in them from day one, and you've seen the players come, players go, the same with coaches. But everyone buys in to the core philosophy which Nick Saban has instilled there. So from that aspect, nothing will change. Of course, there may be some crucial moments, as we've seen in the previous matchups between these two, and Coach Saban has gotten the best of Kirby Smart. Coach Smart has rolled the dice on a couple of head-scratcher situations and has come up with egg in his face. But Nick Saban will be missed in those crucial moments that may arise and have heretofore. But I think as far as him not being there and not towering over guys and not there to chew them out in person, they know they will eventually be chewed out. they know how to go out and play Alabama football, especially this defense, on the heels of that performance versus Ole Miss. And I think, one, Ole Miss is going to make a lot of teams look bad, but I don't recall a Nick Saban coach defense flopping around, missing as many tackles as they did in that ball game. Some you chalk up the scheme. Lane Kiffin is an incredible play caller. He learned a lot from his father, who was my defensive coordinator for a time with the New Orleans Saints, who was a brilliant football mind. And of course, some of that trickled down to his son. A lot of it trickled down to his son on the offensive side of the ball. So I think he will make a lot of defenses look a mess. And that was the deal last week versus Bama. But the missed tackles, that's something that's inexcusable.
Who do you favor in the quarterback matchup? Two unproven guys in big situations, Stetson Bennett at Georgia and Mac Jones at Alabama. Where's the arrow go for you?
I'm going to favor Mac Jones. I thought he was more than a placeholder heading into this season with all the fanfare around the freshman Bryce Young. I thought Mac Jones availed himself around there rather nicely last year in some big ball games. Go back to that Auburn game, the Iron Bowl, where he was facing three eventual first-round picks off that Auburn defense. Yeah, he did have some pick sixes in that game. One was a fluke, of course, but he still played pretty well. Go to the bowl game versus Michigan. He tore them apart over 300 yards passing, and I felt like he would have a good grasp of this offseason, of this offense, even without an offseason, without spring ball, and that has come to fruition. So he's lights out right now, and he's got a plethora of weapons. They're in sync. So I give him the edge. But that being said, Stetson Bennett, the fourth, the guy who was on no one's radar. He wasn't even on the damn radar of the Georgia folks, and he was in that locker room. But, you know, he stayed consistent. He kept his head down. He worked hard, and here he is in the limelight and has played extremely well. No marks as far as negativity on that stat line currently. If he can keep that clean, he gives them a good chance to win.
Our friend Brian Jones joins us from the SEC on CBS tomorrow night. Georgia and Alabama. Alabama, second-ranked team of the country. Georgia, number three. What's the biggest reason that Georgia's been able to build under Kirby Smart a program that can rival Alabama on the field? Is it sheer talent acquisition and recruiting? Is Kirby specifically a good game manager? How has this worked for Georgia over the last couple of years under Kirby?
It's because of his time spent with Nick Saban. As a former Saban assistant told me the other day, if you spend at least a year or so with Nick Saban, you're going to build your program like Nick Saban has built his. And why wouldn't you, considering the success? Six national championships, arguably, there's no argument. He's the best college football coach ever. So when you spend time with him and you've seen this recipe and you know what type of ingredients to go out there and recruit, you have a good idea of how to build for success. And that's what Kirby Smart has done. They've recruited extremely well. It's been outstanding, to tell you the truth. They're top five each and every year. And Kirby Smart was running those defenses for Nick Saban for the majority of those national titles. So he knows what it looks like. And you look at his defense now, this is how Bama's defense used to look. The first wave, the second wave. You change the names, you change the numbers, but the production does not fall back. So that's how Bama used to look. They used to come at you with waves on the defensive side of the ball. That's what Georgia's enjoying currently. They had a damn good defense last year, led in rush defense. They're right back doing that again this season. So defensively, that's Bama. If he's Tennessee, throw them in the mix. Jeremy Pruitt, a former Bama assistant. Derek Ansley, the defensive coordinator for Tennessee, coached under Nick Saban. So all these guys learned the trade in the Saban way. So they're trying to replicate that now at these other spots where they are. Kirby Smart's there. Hadn't been able to get over the hump, of course, by knocking off Nick Saban. I think they can this weekend. And Tennessee's trying to get there. They just didn't have enough for four quarters for Georgia.
Another interesting game this weekend of the SEC is A&M at Mississippi State, because we don't really know what Mississippi State is week in, week out after they thrashed LSU. They've been punked the last 2 weeks. A&M can never get a signature victory, and yet they did last week against Florida, so now suddenly Jimbo is ranked number 11 in the country. How do you figure these two teams week to week this season?
We know who Mississippi State is. They're exactly what I thought they would be. I know we were all shocked and we jumped on the bandwagon and said, well, maybe this is something different. But if you can't run the ball in this league, you can't win in this league. And they can't run the ball. And they return the SEC's leading rusher from a season ago. And where do they rank right now? I mean, they're dead last. And that's terrible. Why wouldn't you lean on Kylan Hill? And I said at the beginning of the season, yeah, you chunked it around on LSU, great. But teams catch up to that. And all you had to do was employ a simple defense. Rick Neuheisen over there screaming. Bo Pelini, what the hell are you doing? How about you just rush three, you drop eight, you keep everything in front of you, you come up and you make the tackle. They didn't do that. And, of course, KJ Costello and the Bulldogs torched them. What has everyone done since? Arkansas, Kentucky. Hell, they didn't even score. The offense team scored last week. I mean, Kentucky shut them down completely because they can't run the ball. And Costello and the backup threw what, 4 or 5 interceptions in that ball game. They got 9 interceptions in their last 2 ball games. So we know exactly who they are. That being said, their defense is playing damn well. Zach Arnett, the new defensive coordinator, has these guys number 2 right now in the SEC in defense, at least the rush defense. They shut down Terry Wilson in that offense for Kentucky a week ago, had over 400 yards on the ground versus Ole Miss. They had 157 total yards, total, versus Mississippi State. So the defense is there. The offense, they're terrible.
So you think this can't work with Mike Leach because he's never going to be able to run the football. He's always going to want to throw it 70 times a day.
No, it's not going to work. I mean, unless you get some guys like Bama has, and this is no knock on the wide receivers. I think Osiris Mitchell's a good target. They have others there. But if you can't protect KJ Costello and these guys can't get open downfield, no, it's not going to work. He's a cautionary tale, just like he was at Texas Tech. He had a year there at Tech where he won double digits, of course, knocked off my Longhorns when they were number one. He had a year or two there at Washington State where they won double digit games. We'll see if that happens at Mississippi State. I'm going to say it will not until you learn how to run the rock. That's the same thing that's bothering me about my Texas Longhorns right now. They can't run the ball when they need to run the damn ball. So this game will never change. It's predicated on blocking and tackling, and you have to be able to run the ball at some point.
Are you embarrassed by the Big 12 and the fact that Oklahoma and Texas are seemingly out of the playoff already?
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not tied to the Big 12. I have the Texas Longhorns have a blank check in my emotions. That's it. I'm not tied with the Big 12. I don't have a conference allegiance. I have an allegiance to my alma mater, and that's it. That's as far as it goes. So I'm not worried about the league as a whole. And, hell, no one can say anything right now about the Big 12 because you got defenses in the SEC that look like the Big 12 defenses. So outside of Georgia, no one should be, and Mississippi State, who we just mentioned, no one should be saying any damn thing about Big 12 defenses. So, no, I'm worried more about our head coach there in Austin. This is his 4th year, and they have no identity. They've lost 2 straight. The program has lost 5 out of 6 to Oklahoma. So that's where my allegiance lies. I'm not joined at the hip with the conference. Never have, never will be. I want Texas to do well. That's it.
Well, they also can't beat TCU either. That's a problem at UT.
No, they can't beat TCU. Thanks for bringing. Why don't you just bring up something else negative, DA? You're right. Just screw up my Friday morning. You're right. They can't beat TCU. And what did K-State, which was my upset pick last week, what did they do? Went into Fort Worth, and they tattooed Max Duggan, the excellent quarterback for the Horned Frogs. They didn't allow anything deep. This is the same quarterback that ran through the Texas defense a week ago, or 2 weeks ago. The same defense that OU, which couldn't run the ball until a week ago, over 200 yards versus Texas. So K-State and Oklahoma State right now, and even Iowa State after, K-State and Iowa State with the bad beginning of the season, losing the Sun Belt teams, have really turned it around. They play physical football. They have an identity. So they are the bell cows. And so that comment by Gary Patterson a week ago about everything doesn't hinge on what Texas or OU does didn't age well because they got ran on and not embarrassed but beat upon pretty well by K-State. So those are some good football teams. They don't have the talent of a Texas or Oklahoma, but what they do have is big heart and they play physical ball.
SEC on CBS coverage tomorrow night. This is a big one. Number 2 Crimson Tide, number 3 Bulldogs. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, College Football, The Drive to Atlanta, presented by Mercedes-Benz and State Farm College Football Today. Our man, our friend, our pal, Brian Jones. Sorry about ruining your Friday today, my man.
I can handle it, baby. Worst has happened, trust me.
Thanks, brother.
All right, appreciate you, DA.
All right, see you, dude. Brian Jones joining us to talk a little college football. Is there a better college football spot than Brian Jones?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.